congregation can be seated. The children are invited to come forward for the children's message at this time. Come on up. You guys can have a seat. Oh, come on, guys. So this morning is Reformation Sunday. We celebrate the work of Martin Luther and the church. God, of course, doing the work, but using Luther to do it. And the psalm of the day was Psalm 46. And that was our psalm because that was one of Martin Luther's favorite psalms. And guess what? It's one of my favorite psalms, too. So Psalm 46 is, and especially verse 10, is one of my very, very favorite verses. So much so that some kids at my old church made me this plaque. On the back, it says that it came from the Comfort Dog Ministry of Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And they made this because they heard me say it many times. Can you see this? So this has a verse of the Bible on it. Psalm 46:10, which says what? Nicely said, right? Be still and know that I am God. Let's ask the adults. Is life sometimes kind of busy and hectic? So guess what God says? Be still. Be still. Life gets busy. Sometimes you guys have tough things yourselves, right? And God is saying to us to be still, not to be worried so much, but to rest in Him, to say, be still and know that what? That He is God and we are His children. So this is one of Luther's favorite hymns, or one of his favorite psalms, and he used this psalm, did you know? This inspired him to write the hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Did some of you guys know that? The Psalm 46 inspired the writing of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, which of course is one of Luther's great hymns. Now, here's what I want to point out about it. This is a little thing that hangs in my office, right? Let me ask you, do some of you guys have these kind of things in your house with scripture verses? I'm seeing some kids saying no and mom is saying yes. Mom, point them out to her later this afternoon. Look around your house because here's what I want you to know. You're never going to memorize the whole Bible, but you know what I want you to do? I want you to memorize some parts of it. And one way to memorize it, moms and dads, one way to memorize it is to have it what? On the wall. And this one, I love it, has the verse and it tells me where it is. See, be still and know that I am God. And what does it say at the very, very bottom? Psalm 46:10. Who here ever remembers a Bible verse, but you don't remember where it is? Adults, do you ever do that? You're thinking, I have this verse in my mind, but where was that? So the beauty of this is it tells me the verse, and it tells me where it is. So have these up, and if you need some more, buy some more. I have them in my office. I have them at home. These are great to remind us the Word of God. And you just see it regularly, and then it's right in front of my face all the time, right? So this is a favorite verse. I know some other people think the same because in the other services, people said to me, I also love Psalm 46:10. So we want to be reminded that God is our fortress. He's our helper. He's our Savior, right? Especially in Jesus. And Luther loved it, and he wrote a hymn about it that we're going to sing right at this moment. So guys, you can return to your places, and we will now sing A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. I think the tradition of this parish has always been not to stand for this hymn, but I've always been in churches where we stood for it. So let's stand to sing A Mighty Fortress. I don't know if you think of it this way, but this is the fight song of Lutheranism. Did you know it that way? So we stand to sing A Mighty Fortress.